With the day's top stories, I am Leonard Vidbian. A total of 52.5 million held in 10 Namibian bank accounts has been frozen over alleged links to illegal coal mining in South Africa. The preservation order targets Jacobus Hosia Jordan, his wife Elza Jordan, and the Namka Trust. Herta Ekanjo is our reporter from One Africa's News on One.
The Financial Intelligence Center Director, Brian Asep, confirmed working with the South African National Prosecution Authority on the case.
Namibia collaborated with the Financial Intelligence South Africa, in that we exercised our powers after having analyzed and found reasonable suspicion of these various bank accounts.
ASAP said the FIC approached the Prosecutor General's office after establishing enough ground to escalate the matter.
Watch One Africa TV's News on One weeknights at 7 on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284, or for free on oneafrica.tv. The Namibian National Assembly has condemned the Trump administration's decision to designate Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, calling it an unjust move that undermines diplomatic progress and global unity. This move directly contradicts the Biden administration's efforts to normalize relations. Professor Peter Kashavivi is the speaker of Namibia's National Assembly.
The time has come for Cuba to be linked with anything involving terrorism, and therefore we feel that anything that will not add value to what has been agreed upon by the outgoing administration is not very in line with what we would like to see. We want to see progress in terms of maintaining peace and harmony between nations.
The Foundation for Human Rights in South Africa and families of apartheid-era victims are suing the government for failing to act on Truth and Reconciliation Commission cases. They want the courts to declare their rights were violated, provide funding for investigations and memorials, as well as to order an inquiry into political interference. Briefing the media, the Foundation's Odette Geldenhuys said the goal is to bring truth and closure to survivors and families.
These are facts, the fact of political interference in the work of the National Prosecuting Authority, which has resulted in apartheid-era crimes not having been prosecuted. This case was filed in the court on Monday. It was served on the President, the government, the Minister of Police, the Minister of Justice.
Reuters says South Sudanese authorities have suspended access to social media platforms for a minimum of 30 days after videos depicting the alleged killings of South Sudanese nationals in Sudan's Al Jazeera state triggered riots and deadly revenge attacks. The block was to be implemented at midnight yesterday. Napoleon Adok, Director General of the National Communications Authority, wrote in a letter dated on Wednesday to internet service providers. On Donald Trump's second full day in office, federal government workers in the United States were instructed to inform the authorities about any colleagues who may be continuing to try and implement diversity, equity, and inclusivity policies. The president has ordered all employees in the government who were hired as a result of diversity programs to take paid leave from their jobs. Simon Marks brings us the report.
The velocity of change here is astounding. President Trump telling civil servants that if they fail to rat on colleagues pursuing a diversity agenda, they themselves will face consequences. He's ordered 1,500 troops to head to the country's southern border with Mexico to seal it off from any immigrants trying to enter the U.S. illegally. And in Milwaukee, a local TV meteorologist was fired for criticizing, on her personal Instagram account, Elon Musk. She accused him of making a Nazi salute at an inauguration rally. The CBS affiliate in the city is refusing to comment, calling the dismissal a personnel matter.
I am Leonard Vidbian, and those are the day's top stories.